Welcome to Narratives. In his book, The Beach, Robert Drew's essays and musings on our national obsession here presents us with a previously unthought-of combination, drowned dogs and green capsicums.
I was jogging along deserted Kilcare Beach on the central coast of New South Wales just before dusk when in the distance I noticed a big black animal. It stood out dramatically on the sand at the high water mark. It was crouching on its haunches, and as I ran along the shore, I saw that it was staring in my direction. When I jogged nearer, I could see it was a dog, and when closer still, I saw it was a large Doberman. Immediately, my mind went through the usual man encounters strange dog quandary. Do I bluff this out and boldly keep running, or will this potentially savage dog see through that ruse and spring up and chase me? I slowed to a walk, heart beating fast. The dog still stared at me. It crouched there watchfully, sleekly, motionlessly, and I could see its teeth bared in a silent snarl. But as I passed below its vigilant position overseeing the beach, it made no attempt to chase me. Once a decent interval of sand was between us, I began jogging again, looking over my shoulder occasionally. I reached the end of the beach, turned, and started jogging back. Of course, when I reached the Doberman's vicinity, the sun had set and the shadowy shape of the dog loomed threateningly, I slowed to a walk again. The dog still crouched there, menacingly, staring out to sea, ever vigilant. Waiting for its owner, who was in the ocean, I decided. My impression of the dog changed. It was loyally, anxiously, waiting for its master or mistress to come ashore. Had something happened to them? Had they been swept out in a rip? The surf was wild and choppy. I couldn't see any towel or belongings left on the sand. The dog's guard position didn't falter. Next evening, I went jogging again. Though further along the beach, the Doberman was still there, still crouching on the sand as if about to spring into action. I didn't stop this time, and the dog made no attempt to chase me. On my way back, I walked towards it, strangely nervous, and perceived that its eyes were open and its jaws were locked in a rictus snarl. It was dead. Next day, the Doberman, which had refused to lie prone or to be rolled on its side by the surf or to look the least drowned, which had in fact insisted on continual crouched vigilance, was gone. The time of the drowned dog followed a week of king tides, which followed 10 days of torrential rain. All this fierce stormwater eroded the beaches and surged into the bays and rivers. Surf pounded and frothed in the car parks and threw dead sea creatures across the coast road. Shags and giant blue jellyfish, bigger than dinner plates, washed up, wings and beaks and tentacles tangled together as if a plague or marine massacre had struck them. A few days afterwards, I found the beach mysteriously carpeted in green capsicums, thousands of capsicums, all green, not a red one amongst them, fresh and unaffected by seawater. They covered the sand and bobbed shiny and buoyant as plastic bath toys in the shallows. Had some fanciful capsicum freighter jettisoned its cargo? Hardly for weight reasons, if so. The capsicums weren't much more than air with a shiny jacket. What could the explanation be? This flotsam and jetsam was even more curious than the drowned dog. It gave the beach a vivid enamel sheen. It felt slightly ridiculous standing amongst them, like being in a cartoon. It made me feel surprisingly cheery, though, walking along the shore and kicking capsicums ahead of me. In a difficult period in my family's life, I was feeling heartened by capsicums. How funny was that? And then ahead of me, at the high water mark, the Doberman was crouching there again.
You have been listening to Robert Drew reading from his book, The Beach, An Australian Passion. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.